This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday, Scott Mills' daily podcast. Innuendo Bingo is a cracker with Sam and Mikey from Mallory Knox. Real or No Real is with Anto Sharp off of Straight In My Basket. And we give Fern Cotton probably the worst moment of her television career so far. But it wasn't our fault. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
Hope you're good this afternoon. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott.
Nice to see you again.
I've not seen you for a while.
Hope everyone's okay. This week feels quite long. How about you? I can't believe that was yesterday, that lolathon.
What I can't believe is the start of the lolathon was 24 hours from now-ish. It feels what? Like a month ago.
Hun, don't try and use your brain.
Maths is a problem. Timings have been a huge problem today.
All right.
48 hours ago. Was
all right.
It?
Oh, yeah, it was. All right. Gray in Bedford and Nathan in Cardiff and Paul in Billericay all texting to say, tell us a joke. I'm fine, thanks. Do you know, before Tuesday, I couldn't tell you one single joke. And now I'm convinced, and I said this to someone last night, I'm convinced I've heard every single joke in the entire world in the English language.
I know a great one about Kermit.
I do as well. I know a brilliant one about Cinderella. And before, I knew absolutely none of these. And I don't think there's one I don't know now. Don't test me on it. Not today, anyway. Hey, I've got something to make you feel a bit sick.
Go on.
Just one voice makes you feel a bit like, what?
Are you lolling?
Him. Oh.
Call the cops. These men just stole a joke.
Oh. Really?
Sorry.
Now, this show will be lol free.
Yeah, there's no lols here. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Brit.
Hey, Brit. What's going on?
Well, I'm not being funny because I adore you and Chris, but why are you at work?
Well, because we work here.
Yeah, no, I get that, but you should be off. Like, it's like when someone in the office has got, like, a really bad cold and they say they're sick and they come in the next day and they're all pale and tired. It's like, mate, go home.
But I haven't said I'm sick.
No, I know, but have some time off. Like, if you need me to talk to your boss, you need me to put in a word to get
word.
Time off. Like,
okay.
That's fine, I can do that.
That would be a great call, Scott.
What, so you'll call Ben, will you?
Yeah, no, I'll call Ben and I'll say, look, Chris and Scott did an amazing job. Yeah. Give them a week off. Send them
a
to
week.
The Maldives or something.
Yeah, send us to the Maldives.
A week
Ben.
In the Maldives. Is this what you're suggesting, is it?
Yes, you need to go swim with some pigs or something. That's what you need to go do.
Can you do that in the Maldives?
Maybe. I don't, who knows? It's very relaxing, I've heard.
Okay, cool. I really appreciate your concern. Are you worried about our health generally?
I'm worried about your mental health and your health physically.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
Absolutely.
Okay. Everyone says they're fine when they're really fine, don't they?
I actually found it really weird when we stopped doing the lolathon and I was sort of on my own. There was no music constantly being played. I actually feel weirdly, even though it feels like we weren't doing this that long ago, it feels quite good to be back just doing this. Yeah. I feel programmed now.
I feel in a week you're going to flinch if someone tells a joke. Like, I'm genuinely concerned, and
don't
I think
be.
A lot of listeners are.
No.
Oh, well, thank you, Britt. Thank you for your concern.
You're very welcome.
How do you feel about...
You survived the day.
How do you feel about this guy?
Somebody put some life into this joke.
I can't.
I know.
I can't.
All right. Love you, bye. Seriously, though, thank you so much again for yesterday and the day before, because you've been, as always, flipping brilliant. I know I was at one point I was banging the table yesterday going, give me more money. But
it's an incredible amount of money raised.
Unbelievable. I woke up this morning, I was like, I can't believe we just did that. So thank you so much again.
Scott Mills.
How exciting is that? Katy Perry on with Greg from 4 this afternoon and confirmed for Radio 1's big weekend in Hull. Amazing booking. Whoever did that, brilliant. Well done.
Good for you.
Just looking towards the office to see if anyone puts their hands up. You, yeah, honestly, really well done. Can't wait to take her down fuel in Hull on Saturday night. How amazing would it be if we managed to get Katy Perry to a club?
Well, it sometimes happens, doesn't it? Some of the artists, sometimes, it's... Well, it has happened.
Not with an artist of that stature, I don't think.
See Chris Martin?
Where did Chris Martin go?
Oh, were you not there?
As if.
Were you not there?
No, it didn't happen.
Oh, that's awkward.
Right. Here's something that you are annoying me with today.
Remix. Girl, oh. No, I want your love.
If you did you hear this on the Lolathon? Who is it?
Chapati G.
Now follow my lead.
He's from People Just Do Nothing. He's a legend.
Boy, don't not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put your girth on me. Come on now, jump in my mug. Say, come on.
Chris has been doing this all day, and it's like, can you stop now?
I'm annoying everyone here with this.
I'm in love with Chapati.
Remix.
Remix.
Why are you starting to... Also, you're rolling your R's on everything.
Remix. Go again. Remix.
Remix. Girl, no, I want your love.
It needs to stop.
Scott Mills.
Now it's Sam and Mike from Mallory Knox. Lads.
Hey, hey.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, man. Not too bad. How are you, more importantly?
I don't know. Hey, Sam and Mikey have just been for a pint in the pub where we led the horse into the bar.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear about this? So I led a horse into a bar.
I saw the video on Twitter, yeah. Had a nice chat with the barman about it. He seemed to enjoy his experience.
Well, weirdly, we went in there after the Lolathon yesterday, and he is going to be dining out on that story forever now.
Oh, definitely. He was stood there like ready to go when we were talking about it.
Yeah, and the first thing he said to me as I ordered my drink was like, "Can't believe we had a horse in here last night."
Oh, he missed a trick there. I'm amazed he didn't just go, "Why the long face?"
Oh, yeah. Oh. So if you missed this, it's on Radio 1 Facebook and Twitter. We did... We tried to reenact a real-life joke. So it's the joke, why does a... Oh, God, I'm telling jokes again.
Why does... No. The joke is, a horse walks into a bar.
Yeah.
The barman says, why the long face?
Thank you for clarifying. I couldn't quite think of what it was. Did you hear us overnight as well, right?
We did. We were on the way back from Manchester.
Right.
And I kind of was tired after playing a show, and I woke up and I was like, is this live radio? What, like, this is amazing. Like, I heard the joke that Matt Edmondson said about Cinderella.
It was pretty funny. Yeah, that's gone down in a lot of people enjoyed that. Went down in history, that one. So we're playing your song loads, and your album is out now, Wired.
Yes.
And you've got a tour next week as well.
Uh-huh. I do. Start on Monday in Bristol, and we do that for about 20 days, so it's going
to
be good.
Have you got to that point now when you're touring where it's all parties all the time, or is it kind of sensible now? Because I think people go through phases where, like, it's like crazy the first one, and then by your fourth or fifth, you're just having raspberry teas and bed at 11.
I think that's
been you from day one.
You can draw like a line distinctly down the middle between us, actually. Yeah, I'm the one that goes to bed early and drinks the tea and all that kind of stuff, and the rest of them get in at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I screech at them like an old man, telling them to shut up.
Do you ever get a bit of FOMO, like you're missing out?
Definitely. I am the blitz 100%. I kind of miss out on all the fun.
But do you feel a better person?
Well, you know, someone's got to keep the thing going, you know what I mean?
someone's got to steady this ship.
Yeah, that's
it. Right, so this is your first time on Innuendo Bingo.
Yes.
It gets wet and it's a bit cold, but actually it's quite refreshing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I've got a question for you, lads. Sorry, where does the name Mallory Knox come from? It's always bugged me.
It's from a film called Natural Born Killers.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Like, that's the thing, like, how bad is it that I'm in Mallory Knox and I've never actually seen the film?
Have you not
seen it?
I've never seen it. Yeah. But there we go, just been making a name for it the last 7 years.
Do you have any... Did you not put that on a list of things to do?
I should do.
It's been a while now, dude. I'm surprised.
But what if you watch it, don't like the film?
Well, this is the thing. Like, it was Joe, our guitarist, that came up with the name, and then I realised what the film was about, and I was like, we really should have thought about that before we did it. But, hey, it just kind of stuck. So.
It doesn't matter now. It's just an eight.
Yeah,
it's
works.
Out there, yeah.
It works.
You don't need to see it.
Scott Mills.
Getting a hammering on Radio 1 at the moment, and rightly so. That is Mallory Knox and Better Off Without You, and the lads are now in their wet seats to play Innuendo Bingo. You said, did I just hear you right? You haven't played that live yet?
Nope. No, we haven't played it live yet. First time on Monday, so it could go either way.
But it's such an epic song, isn't it? That must be one of the ones I would have thought you'd love playing.
Yeah, like even in rehearsal, you know, that can be boring, but that's a good one. So.
Yeah. Do you ever, like, miss your cue or anything like that, or forget the words?
Should we tell what happened last night?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Last night?
We played an acoustic show, but we had James from Def Havana come down and do a few songs as well, but he ended up playing six, and we're like, well, we've got to go on after, we're only playing five, so you better add another one in. Said that we were going to play Shout at the Moon, he started singing Lighthouse, and it was just me and him, so I actually literally, on the spot, try and like change what I was playing.
Yes, I mean I do like to keep everyone on their toes once in a while.
Just Sam, saw like Sam Joe and James like night, standing side stage going, "What is he doing?" I was like, "I have no idea what song it is." Like,
but did any of the crowd notice?
Yes, everyone was
massively,
laughing.
But okay, they loved good.
But I think people like a bit of a mistake now and again.
Yeah,
I think so. And you know, I was giving the people what they wanted. I think more so as well.
They like that song better.
That's why you did it.
That's why that's why I told people. Well, I told myself about the Lollathon. People love a mistake, Scott. Okay, right. So let's play Indiana Bingo, shall we?
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Sam and Mikey from Mallory Knox are playing the game today for their first time. I like having newbies on, it's good. Brings a freshness to it. Mm. Okay, Chris? You look a bit jaded. Are you okay, hon?
No, it's just suddenly it was a flashback to playing this game 2 nights ago.
I know. Many people are now discovering that on YouTube.
I think it's been removed now.
Has it?
Someone put up a dodgy version.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Okay, right. Water, please.
Okay.
First, we're going over to everyone's favourite soap, Emmerdale, on ITV. Now, Emmerdale is a close-knit, sleepy village in Yorkshire. No hands. If it's going to come out, it's going to come out on someone's face. Now, for such a boring place as Emmerdale, there's quite a lot of drama, isn't there? Plane crashes on it and all sorts. Now, this sounds like it could be quite the night, though, down at the Woolpack. Must be some kind of special evening.
Right, I better get going.
Oh, why don't you stay for tea? Bring Johnny, we're having sausages.
Vanessa's busy tonight, aren't you?
Not really. Hey, do you fancy joining me down the pub? Finally get that girl's night. You can show everyone your ring.
Oh, God's sake. I don't know what I did.
What happened there?
I just couldn't breathe.
If you release into your hands, it still goes everywhere.
Yeah. That's one for Innuendo Bingo.
And there is a no-hands rule, which we didn't tell you.
Yeah,
no, we didn't tell you, to be fair.
It doesn't do anything anyway.
You can show everyone your ring.
It's more the fact that I was getting, like...
Also, you don't have to hold it in. That rule went years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, prepare to get wet.
Yes, that's the idea. Showing off her engagement ring there, of course, in the Woolpack. Terribly exciting. Mm-hmm. And next, we're going over to the Today programme on BBC Radio 4 and one of our favourite clips from last week on the show. The Today programme, of course, at the forefront of journalism, setting that news agenda for the day. And the key to a killer interview is to go in at full speed by asking your biggest, most hard-hitting question first. Like this.
Good morning.
Hello.
What should we know about Fanny?
What the...
It's the German composer Fanny Mendelssohn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? You know Fanny Mendelssohn.
Yeah,
no,
know
I really
Fanny.
Know Fanny. Yeah, no, she's...
She's great.
My Spotify playlist.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prob's dead now, of course, but no, she's not.
Prob's dead.
Aren't all composers dead? No?
Someone must still be around.
Oh, I think I'm a bit tired, I'm sorry.
Don't say Prob's dead.
Well, I don't know, you know, like Mozart and that, they're all off.
What should we know about Fanny?
I've been doing too much late night radio. I'm back in the room, here we go. Now it's over to the One Show on BBC One, where we join Matt Baker and Angela Scanlon in the props cupboard. Live TV, of course, very stressful and sometimes hard to get your words out. And Angela couldn't quite get her tongue around this. Quite literally.
The One Show studio may look neat and tidy, but backstage, it's a very different story. Look, here's some shots. This is where Dave keeps all of the props. Look, the spare sofa's down there. Mm-hmm. You see the plastic animal collection just a bit earlier on. Because the thing is, you never really know when all that stuff's going to come in handy.
Absolutely, yes. Getting rid of clutter.
On the One Show.
Oh, Ange.
Oh, Angela.
I'm blooming love Scandalon.
Oh, we love Scandalon.
I do a lot.
Getting rid of clutter.
The panic after.
So many of you sent us that clip. If you spot something on TV that you think might be good for Innuendo Bingo, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thank you. And let us know what time and channel. Okay, next. We're going to Inside Out Southeast. I'm absolutely amazed. It continues to amaze me at what the BBC will put on TV in the regions to put an audience in. Especially something this niche.
Previous doctors I've had will come up ever so often or only just for food. This girl likes to squirt all of the time. A lot of the time I'll be here for a good 20, 30 minutes until she's happy.
It doesn't stop.
It doesn't go on. It just didn't stop. That's Phil, of course, from the Sea Life Centre in Weymouth, talking about the octopus that he looks after.
Of course.
It is a bit niche.
Of course it's about an octopus.
Definitely about an octopus.
This girl likes to squirt all of the time.
Can you do it again?
Yeah. It just kept
it
on going.
Why does he keep going?
He's trying to explain about his octopus.
Previous octopus I've had will come up ever so often or only just for food. This girl likes to squirt all of the time, so a lot of the time I'll be here for a good 20, 30 minutes until she's happy and I can leave her.
Until she's happy and I can leave her. Oh my God.
That's the best her. One.
That's good, that. Okay, now we're going over to our very own Mr. Jam on BBC Radio 1.
Oh,
Mr. Jam and his audience, right at the cutting edge of new music. And a very knowledgeable and devoted fan base. I mean, Gary and his girlfriend sound like huge fans of The Weeknd.
Gary and his girlfriend blowing The Weeknd off on a long drive back from Manchester listening to the show.
I mean, there's being a fan of The Weeknd and there's being a fan of The Weeknd.
Blowing The Weeknd off on a long drive back from Manchester.
Water, please.
Need more.
You okay, Chris?
Good ones today.
They are good. The Chase next on ITV. And Bradley Walsh is asking the team what they think this contestant should do. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the only prize on The Chase was money.
It's a great start, Anton.
If you're feeling confident, I would go for a 30, but sex is just as good as you fancy it.
Oh, sorry, news just in. The Scottish contestant there said six. So,
six. I didn't think he did.
He didn't.
He did.
He definitely
no, no,
didn't.
You know on The Chase where they offer you higher or lower or stay the same? 6,000 there on offer.
It's a great start, Anton.
If you're feeling confident, I would go for a 30, but sex is just as good if you fancy it.
His mate definitely bet him a fiver before he went on that show.
It's just that Glaswegian accent.
Yeah, maybe. I hope you've had your injections, by the way, dude, because I've got so much of this water in my eyes right now.
Why would I need injections?
I don't know, for things. I don't know.
We never thought of that. We'll put that on the health and safety form.
I've not got rabies.
I don't know where you've been.
Okay, now, one of our favourites from last week. It's over to Holiday of a Lifetime with Len Goodman, a programme where Len takes celebrities back to their favourite childhood holidays. What a show. Now, I have worked with Len. I never knew he was this demanding. It certainly wasn't when I worked with him.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
You didn't even have to play the words. Like, just the noises.
Oh, hang on, there's more, see. there's more. Water, please.
Oh, no.
More?
Yeah.
How am I going to play from a show later in the
No, there's more from the same thing. Is this appropriate to shout in a restaurant?
Have you got a spare dick?
They were,
I'm so sorry, dude.
They were, they'd just chosen their puddings and their spotted dick.
Oh.
Have you another dick back there?
Off the 70s, of course. And looked like they were running out.
Have you got a spare dick?
Len Goodman does. And finally, over to Crufts.
Oh, God.
Water,
Crufts,
please.
Not Crufts.
I know. Did you see any of it? It's banging, isn't it? The world's most famous dog competition on Channel 4. Are there any others? Must be, yeah. Preparation at Crufts is everything if you want your dog to win. But is this really necessary?
Now, what will your preparation be like between now and Sunday? What have you got to think about and do with him?
I haven't much time to think because I'm going home and have to wash my American Cocker.
No need. That won't make you win.
Because I'm going home and have to wash my American Cocker.
Right, and that was today's innuendo bingo with the amazing Mallory Knox. Sam and Mikey, where's your show tonight?
It's actually at the HMV down on Oxford Street.
Okay.
So hopefully there's a shop between there and here. That I can
oh, you've done the classic newbie, not brought any spare clothes.
Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1. Hope you're good today. Radio 1 is a quieter and sadder place without the lolathon, but Innuendo Bingo just made up for it. Hope you feel better than you did 12 hours ago. That's from Molly in Ascot. Thanks, Molly. I feel good, actually. I'm kind of buzzing off it still because we've raised such a lot of money yesterday.
So much more than we thought as well.
Yeah, well, we were going, as you probably know, if you were listening, for £250,000. So, you know, £250,000, which I didn't think we were going to get. We got that and beyond. Mm. So thank you so much once again. This is what I was saying yesterday. This is why Radio 1 listeners are the best. Best listeners in the world. Fact. Okay, I've got Christine and the Queens coming up and also Galantis. So we were... It's been a bit of a week, really. We were in New York for your surprise birthday trip.
I know, which was incredible in itself. That obviously, being a surprise, I didn't know about it. And then I turn up there, turn up into the bar at the hotel, and then you rolled up.
Yes.
Which is... Well, it was insane, but really good fun.
Yeah, and I can't believe that we managed to keep it a secret, but it was awesome. And then we did the lolathon.
So we got back from that in the evening. We then... the next day started the lolathon, that's it.
And then you're off on your travels again tomorrow.
Yeah, but I've...
How your life has changed?
I've blocked it out my brain slightly just because I thought this week might be a tad tiring. but yes, I'm off to Mexico tomorrow.
Why?
Because I'm filming a show called The World's Most Extreme Festivals.
Which you just did that?
Yeah, I have just done it, but we're going to do a couple of these, right?
Oh, right, okay.
And I've previously been to Ohio to go to a festival called Gathering of the Juggalos, and it was on BBC iPlayer on the Radio 1 channel, and loads of people seemed to like it, so they said, well, do you want to go to some more? I was like, okay, cool, let's do it.
And then, so you went to the one in Japan, the Naked Man Festival, and wore a nappy.
I've gone to the Naked Man Festival in Japan, a festival called Hadako Matsuri, which was one of the most insane things ever. I'm not a very well-travelled man. Going to Japan and seeing that was... Oh my God, it was so intense.
So it's you running through fields with naked men?
Yeah.
And
basically.
Streets.
And if that appeals to you at all, that will be on the Radio 1 channel BBC iPlayer very, very soon.
Oh, I'm actually really looking forward to seeing this.
So get this, tomorrow, and this is where I need everyone's help, because I genuinely know nothing about it, I'm going to spring break in Cancun in Mexico.
Oh.
Now, I'm only going for a couple of days.
And this is work, let's remember. You're going to find out about what's... But that's not a festival. It's quite extreme, but it's...
Well, it's exactly.
It kind of is,
I guess. I don't... See, my only experience of spring break or my understanding of it is American Pie. Or...
It is. Well, yeah. I mean, in your head, it's going to be like American Pie, but your experience will probably be more like American Pie 5, the one that went straight to DVD.
And why is that? Why did it go straight to DVD?
Because it was rubbish.
What, you're saying it's just going to be rubbish?
No, I just think...
that's not going to be entertaining viewing.
I don't know what you're expecting.
I don't know what I'm expecting. That's the problem. But they obviously think it's worth sending me to Cancun to go and investigate. I'm like the Louis Theroux of the festivals world.
Yeah, you are, actually. I'm looking forward to seeing the Japan one, and I'm looking forward to hearing the stories from Spring Break.
So have you been to Spring Break?
I've been to Miami when it's been on. I wasn't part of it.
And what
I was no part of it.
Can someone tell me what is Spring Break? Can someone else then tell me why are they doing Spring Break? Because we don't really do that for our Easter holidays here, do we?
It's like Cabos, but doesn't smell as much.
Right, so
it's kind of Cabos for Americans. Right, imagine a really bad but watchable, when hungover, Zac Efron teen movie.
That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah, you're like Zac Efron.
Dreadful.
Same.
Scott Mills.
Oh yeah, you've got like get a beer hat. And like glasses with, you know, like glasses,
sunglasses. With the straws.
Yeah, that.
So the straw goes, yeah, from the beer around your eyes and stuff like that and into the mouth.
Totally. That is Spring Break in one Instagram photo for you.
But I'm being told it's an extreme festival. That's why I'm out there. So there must be some extreme stuff going on.
It can be, it can be extreme. There's a lot of,
What's extreme then, Scott?
Well, you won't get that much sleep. Because of the loud American people's voices.
Okay.
Which will be permeating through your brain throughout the entire trip. How long are you there? 2 days.
What's the rules for spring break then?
You've got to, at all times, go, well, helps if you're American, but that's not on your side, but you'll fit right in. You just have to go, whoop! Yeah!
Do I need to be buff or a cheerleader?
Buff would really help. Also, like, high-five everyone.
Yeah.
High-five, dude. It's like that.
That's the thing, because I learned things in Japan about, you know, how to greet people. There was a cultural exchange there. I'm wondering if it'll be the same.
Yeah, you'll be mostly whooping at, high-fiving with, and punching the air with some Americans.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, I don't know whether you heard this on the Radio 1 Lolathon for Comet Relief, but Chris is obsessed with...
Chapati G.
With Chapati G.
If you're not familiar with Chapati G, he's from Corrupt FM. People Just Do Nothing.
People love that.
You know, the BBC Three series. It's so, so good. I've loved People Just Do Nothing for ages. And Chapati G, at first, was a sort of minor character. He called himself the Mayor of Hounslow.
Yes.
And I loved him so, so much, right? And
he was, to be fair, he was brilliant on the Lolathon. I was like, what are your plans after this? He's like, shaving my back.
He's doing more and more on that. He's, like, become one of the main characters now. And I'm really hoping at some point he gets his own sort of spin-off series.
Can we get him on more?
Oh, we've got to. Chapati G is amazing.
I'd like it to be like a regular feature where we get him to do stuff. I don't know what. Let's not have the meeting on air, but let's try.
So my understanding is he's done something with Ed Sheeran for Comic Relief.
Awesome.
And I don't know if it's just that he performed his version of Shape of You to him. Or I don't know quite what the involvement is, but I think there's something happening on Red Nose Day.
Okay, and that is next Friday, so hopefully we'll see it. Yeah.
Remix. Oh, girl, so no, good. I want your love. Your love was handmade for Chapati G. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy.
This has just gone up, the video of it on Radio 1 Twitter. People are loving it.
Don't talk too much. Grab on my waist and put your girth on me. Come on now, jump in my work.
All fine.
Come on now, jump in my work.
Love it. He's been doing it all day.
This remix. Is Scott Mills.
Remix.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Harrison.
Yeah!
Oh, we've got a live one. Hello. You all right?
I'm great, thank you. How are you guys?
Yes, Queen. I'm good. I'm strangely still buzzing from the Lolathon. I thought I'd be really, tired today, but I'm still on a high from it, you know?
Fair play for coming in today. Yesterday was incredible. I listened for so much time, donated. I thought you guys did amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Nice one.
Did you donate?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, of course you did. Thank you so much. No, I can't believe we got to that total. I rang my mum last night and had a little bit of a cry. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's sweet. I mean, you guys did so well. I was very proud of you. I listen every day, and fair play for staying up for 24 hours.
Oh, cheers. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. It was. I've just been texting somebody, actually. We've got a group WhatsApp here from people that worked on it. I think it's like the best thing I've possibly ever done on Radio 1.
God, you've done a lot.
Yeah, I've done a lot.
It's up there, but it's not with what Chris does when he goes away. He's going to spring break. That's going to be better.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on that. But BBC iPlayer, he doesn't know what he's letting himself in for, I don't think. Mm. We're getting a lot of messages now. Okay, what do you do?
I'm a window cleaner part-time, and I got a job this morning, but I'm back home, I'm ready for the gym.
Window cleaner is one of those jobs that I think is a bit saucy, but it's probably not.
I bet you,
you bet you see
all sorts. Obviously, don't go into detail here, but yeah, I bet you see all sorts.
No, I don't really look in on the windows. I just wear a tank top and get a lot of cup of teas, which is nice.
No, hang on.
Why do you wear a tank top? Is that a Worcester thing?
It's hot. The last few days have been boiling.
Have they?
Yeah. Where do you live?
where do you live?
Well, I live in Worcestershire and the sun's been out the last week.
Well,
sun's out, guns out.
I got friends in Worcestershire. It's never hot.
What? But hang on. What if you... So you're saying you don't look through the windows when you're window cleaning?
Well, how is that possible?
Well, you get used to it. It's like any job, you get used to it. You don't really... Unless the windows are see-through or something exciting is happening on the inside, why look in?
Yeah, okay, but does no one ever tempt you in? Like, I don't know, there might be sort of cheap thrills with...
I think this
keep
is...
Keep the curtains open.
I think it's a bit 70s.
I think that's what you want, Chris, not me.
So do you do it with your eyes shut then, the window cleaning?
I sometimes wear sunglasses. I could do it with my eyes shut. It's such a simple job.
Well, it's just amazing that you don't see anything in any of the windows. Who do you normally pick on Bangers?
I normally pick you, Scott, just because I love my dance music. I love my cheese.
Yes, you're a secret pop queen, aren't you?
Yeah, so if you've got a bit of cheese, a bit of pop, a bit of dance for me today, I'll be...
Do you know what, though? I think you're going to love my banger today, Harrison. I've got a feeling it's a really, really good one. I was tempted to choose Chapuddy G as my banger today.
No.
Remix.
No, okay, right.
I won't.
Stop it. I've got this.
Oh, massive.
Eric Prydz and Proper Education.
Love this tune.
Thank you.
Big song.
Kind of forgotten about it, but then it popped into my mind.
Big song.
Okay, so you can have Eric Prydz.
Or you can go bigger with me. Let's supersize this. Tom Craft. Loneliness. Two very current tunes for you to choose from, Harrison. That's how we roll. Two massive bangers, though, right?
Yeah, two huge bangers.
Yeah.
Eric Prydz versus Stormcraft. You've gone right up my street today.
Just checking the date on that Stormcraft track. But yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, funny that, because I'm just Wikipediaing your one, but it's so old that it's not on Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, yours is
work as an insult.
Yours is definitely before the internet.
Eric Prydz is still quite current, but Stormcraft
your song's older
is
than
a
me,
massive
hit. It isn't, though.
Okay, yeah.
Yours
well,
is 2002.
Sure.
You used to fangirl over the sample from that, from your one.
This was before I was on Radio 1, your one. Anyway, yeah, what are you going to choose?
I tell you what. Happiness by Stormcraft.
Tomcraft.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry. You're thinking of Storm Queen.
Oh, I am Storm Queen. And
can
that's
we get on with this?
It's going to be Stormcraft or whatever you call it. I'm choosing Chris.
Yes, good.
But why?
No, it's on. Press play.
What an amazing record. I take back everything I said. I don't mean it anyway.
No popo needed.
Absolutely. I haven't been robbed, officer. That was Tomcraft and Loneliness, and what a song. Thoroughly deserved. I couldn't beat that. Brilliant. And more bangers tomorrow at 2:40.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1's 24-hour Lullathon.
No!
Shut up.
It's happening again, guys. Welcome to the Lullathon. Joking. But I'm going to talk about it. Well, there's something I need to discuss with you. I don't know whether Fern Cotton's okay with me.
Do you know what?
Or thinks that I'm okay.
Well, after we spoke to her while she was coming for Lorraine yesterday, I expected a friendly text afterwards, just going, oh, you boys are doing so well.
Nothing.
Let's catch up for a drink soon.
Yeah. I'm worried. 16 hours into the Lullathon, which was yesterday morning, Fern Cotton was presenting Lorraine, sitting in for Lorraine Kelly on ITV. And we did say it at the time, I thought it'd be funny in my tired state to keep calling her Lorraine.
Mm.
And like, I don't think keen. And you know when you're tired and you just overdo it? That's exactly what I did. I took the joke too far.
Also, here's the thing. I've watched it back and she was in really formal presenting mode.
Yeah, like
she
proper Fern presenting on TV mode.
And I imagine there's a lot going on when you present the show like Lorraine.
It's live.
Because you've got to make it look quite easygoing, but live TV, loads of cameras, there's a lot going on. I know she's so good at it.
She's so professional at it.
But that's why I think she doesn't want to be dealing with what I think sometimes is two quite kiddish people.
Idiots.
Who I think she likes seeing as in social time.
Yeah.
I was around her house not that long ago. You know what I mean? She was cool with me then. She doesn't seem cool with me now.
No, I mean, we always got on well with Fern, but I just felt that she was like, oh, God, idiot.
I don't think we were on there because Fern was presenting it.
No.
I think we happened to be doing this thing. She's presenting it. They've said, oh, we're going to be catching up with Scott and Chris. And she's gone, oh.
Well, she knows what we're like. Anyway, so here's me and Chris on Lorraine yesterday. Listen to how it starts.
Oh, brilliant. Well, look, they're 16 hours into their Lullathon. Scott and Chris join me live from Radio 1. Hello.
Hello, Lorraine. How are you?
Hi.
Very good, thank you.
Oh, and the delay is awful. It's so long, the delay. The camera guy was like, there's a bit of a delay, like half a second. No, it's not half a second, that's like three.
It's really bad, and it's going to get worse. The more you hear from this, by the way, it turned into one of the most atrocious bits of TV. And also, no, it really did, Scott, because when you actually... Someone said there was a time delay, so I decided to watch this back. The time delay is enormous. In a minute, she's going to start reading jokes. And what I would say is one of the worst pieces of comedy ever to have been on TV. Because the delay alone makes them bad, and they're bad jokes.
Well, yeah, it happened again, you see. Her team kindly decided to give us a present.
We have got a little present for you, by the way, which hopefully someone can pass into you now to help with the tiredness.
Oh.
Is someone around with the gift?
Oh, hang on. I think they are.
Someone's rummaging in
the house. Yes. It's even got your name on, Lorraine.
I know.
Thanks so much.
Do you love it?
That's too kind.
I only left Radio 1 years ago and already you've completely forgotten all about me, which is great.
She completely missed, because of the delay, me saying, I know your actual firm.
Do you get the impression as well, everything she's saying is so like, oh, God. She knows something's going to go wrong.
Yeah,
she's
does.
Here's some mugs. Yeah. It's meant to be a nice, happy thing.
However, drinking coffee out of my Lorraine mug today, winning at life...
I've lost mine. That what? Or someone else to take. Yeah, because I was tired and I forgot to take it home and I'm gutted.
Okay, brace yourself, everybody. Here's the bit where it really takes a turn for the worst, where Fern decides to tell us some jokes.
This is awful.
What did one snowman say to the other snowman?
Oh, God.
Delay.
Can you smell carrots?
Idea.
A murmur of a laugh.
Because it's a delay, Fern. We would have laughed otherwise.
We didn't notice how bad this was at the time, but if you were watching this, oh my word.
And another one.
What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? The same middle name.
No, this one.
Alexander the Great?
Or the.
Fern, do you even get that one?
Yeah. No, I do. I just don't like jokes very much.
Oh, all right. Oh, no.
It's horrible.
It is horrible, isn't it, to listen back? We didn't realise how much of a delay there was. She just thinks we're being really rude.
I believe Grimmy said yesterday, because they were playing this on the radio at the same time, if you think this is bad radio, this is even worse TV.
All right. And another one.
How do you make milkshake?
Shake it? No.
Well, go up to a cow and say boo. The
it's
delay
good.
Is really working.
Yeah. I mean,
these jokes too.
We've...
Oh, my God, this is terrible. Oh, I'm so sorry, Fern.
The worst comedy moment ever on TV, I would say.
Oh, my word. However, the actual 24-hour lolathon for Comic Relief was brilliant. This is how it sounded.
The Radio 1 24-hour lolathon for Red Nose Day with Scott Mills and Chris Stark. Now, let the lols begin!
So a slug says to a snail, what's that on your back? And the snail says, that's Michelle.
Let me get my thing ready.
Okay, good. 24 hours of this.
One.
And now here is Russell Brand.
Transcend time. Just let go of all of it, none of it's real. Just do your jokes. Have a lovely time.
I think that is the greatest advice you could possibly give anyone ever. Yeah.
We have live voiceover man now to announce our next live guest. Go.
It's only the quite awesome Ricky Gervais, everybody. Yeah. Harry Hill.
Why is it only Tudor buildings that we mock? No? All right.
He's my buddy, he's your buddy, he's everybody's buddy. He's Chabuddy G.
Are we ready?
The remix. I'm in love with your body.
Everyone.
Why? I'm in love with your body, G.
I am now walking the horse into the bar. And the horse is nearly in. And the barman says...
Why the long face?
Yeah! So, Dr. Jokes with actual Dr. Christian. This is exciting.
I have a strawberry stuck in my ear. I think I've got some cream for that.
Yes. Yeah. Also here, Clara Amfo, Molly King and Jamie Lang. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Okay, let's do quickfire posh jokes.
Why do posh people like to eat snails?
Go.
Can't stand fast food.
So good. That was a triumph.
James from Middlesbrough sent us this one. How do you sell a pig to a deaf man?
Do you want to buy a pig? Okay, first up, on the comedy roast of Chris Stark.
You know how you always take the mick out of Matt for riding a scooter? That's kind of rich, because you've been riding on Scott's coattails for 5 years.
Oh! Okay, take a breath. This is the rudest game of Innuendo Bingo you'll ever hear. Be warned.
Oh, all right, then.
I'm having a stress
dream. Well, look, they're 16 hours into their lolathon. Scott and Chris join me live from Radio 1. Hello.
We're a mess.
It's a terrible mess.
We're a mess.
We've just got a new total as well, which has really spurred us on.
Yeah, we're so excited about this, actually, Fern, because it's a ludicrous amount of money for an idea which is actually just ridiculous.
West End legend Elaine Page.
You're looking good. Don't put your hand in your head like that.
Oh, I just feel tired now, Elaine.
Oh, baby.
I feel a little bit of a hug.
Come to mama.
Yeah.
That all happened. And loads more, which I keep remembering. Like, every 10 minutes or so, I remember something else that happened. Pretty long show, though, wasn't it? If you missed any of the 24-hour Lolathon, it was so good. There are highlights available. Chris and I cannot thank you enough for all your support. From texting in your jokes, just generally keeping our morale up and keeping us awake, and most importantly, for being so generous, and donating. You really did make all the difference. We set ourselves an ambitious target of £250,000. Started pleading at one point, didn't I? Just banging the table and, come on!
You know what? Everyone should be so proud. If you've donated to this and got involved, you really should be so proud. It goes to an amazing place.
I really, really hope you do feel proud if you did. So we set that target and we absolutely smashed it. And the total is now, because more money has come in since we announced it at the end of the show, so far, £288,302, which I just can't get my head around. So it's all thanks to you. Thank you so much. What a brilliant couple of days.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Anto Sharp.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
I'm very well.
What day is it?
I've got no idea. I can't help you.
Okay. Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
I'm trying to roll my R's a lot more since meeting Chapati G.
Why?
Just because I'm obsessed with him. Completely obsessed with Chapati G.
I know you are, but like,
I'm
this
obsessed
needs to
with
stop.
Chapati.
Stop!
You two are still pretty delusional for me.
Yeah, a little bit. Anto Sharp, how are you?
No, you can't even roll. Is Chapati G like your role model now?
I love everything about him. Honestly, he was on quite early doors in the Lolathon yesterday, but I can't stop thinking about him.
I know, or singing it to everybody.
Yeah, sorry.
Anto, we've had a lot of fun with you in the past on the show.
Yes.
Do you remember we did that student tour of some student unions? I think it was Southampton you came to.
Yes, I remember that one, yep.
And we did some live basketing, if you remember.
Yeah, which sounds rude, basketing.
Live basketing.
You just put in things straight in your basket. It's great. So a long-term friend of the show. And you've got something kind of new you're involved in, haven't you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, the government reached out and wanted me to get involved with a campaign, which I think is fabulous. Yeah. It's basically to make people aware that you're not supposed to use your phone whilst driving.
I love that the government reach out. How does that happen?
Yeah, he knocked on the door. It was like, hi there, government.
Hello, I'm government.
The government's here. But yeah, we made a cool video. Just a way to approach people in a fun and a bit of a different way than the normal sort of government.
But I've seen loads approach. Of vloggers, especially, being caught out where they've been using their phone whilst driving. Mm. And I guess that's because when you're obviously so heavily involved in social media, or just really interested in social media, or living so much of your life through social media, when you're in the car and let's say it's a bit of a long, boring journey, or you come to a bit of a standstill, it might feel okay to do that.
I mean, I've done the same.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. I've actually made videos whilst driving, which now, obviously, I can hold my hands up to and say, look, I'm not doing this again. So one of the things we've done is I signed a pledge to basically say it's not going to happen again. I mean, obviously, I knew the seriousness of it, but it's just now that I know more in depth about it.
I only heard on Newsbeat the other day. You see, I actually didn't know what the rules were around this properly, but I only heard on Newsbeat the other day that even if your car is just stopped in traffic, that's not you can't use your phone.
No, it's got to be in the glove compartment.
Has it?
So I've learned, yeah.
Wow. So you've signed a pledge?
Yeah, okay. So that's official.
Are there a few other sort of famous vloggers doing this as well?
Not that I've known or heard of. It would be good if people did get involved. And I'm the first to make the video. It's a funny sort of sketch style, but it is a way to tap into my audience and make them aware, you know? So
yeah, sweet. Yeah.
And where can we see it?
Facebook or YouTube, Anto Sharp.
Awesome. Okay. I'll tell you what, while you're here, do you fancy having a little game with us, our game Real or No Real?
Oh, go on then.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay then. Here's the first fact. Is this true or not?
The latest culinary trend in Japan is to cook your lunch at your desk using only office equipment.
Oh, that's
ridiculous. How?
That's great. Well, because you can get everything with a USB plug-in now, right? Oh, yeah. So I saw this mini fridge that I wanted to get the other day. It looks quite cute. It's like a little fridge that you put on your desk and you can put a can of Coke in there.
They've been on since the 90s.
Have they?
Yeah. I have one in my room.
I'm talking about, like, it literally fits the size of a can.
And that's it?
One little fridge,
well,
yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But going by that, why haven't they then created a USB sort of oven?
Little stove.
Yeah, a little stove. You could have a little USB, I don't know. What's the one you dip into cheese?
A fondue?
Yeah, exactly. So what you could do is have
at
a really small one at your desk, plug into USB, I don't know, melt a baby bell or something like that and just dip into it.
You can get mini ones of those as well.
But this is Japan, right? They just mainly eat sushi. They don't need to cook that stuff.
Well, Chris went to Japan recently and they do have gadgets for absolutely everything. So I think that if it was going to happen, it would happen in Japan, right?
That's true.
But cooking your lunch using only office equipment. So are we imagining then you use like a pen lid to insert the knife?
Well, like spit roast a chicken on a pencil or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That could happen.
It's a good idea. Have you ever done beer can chicken? It's the best.
Beer can chicken? Oh, yes, I've seen that on YouTube.
Yeah, so did I. I saw it in one of those videos that goes around on Facebook. The beer can chicken, you insert a beer can into the cavity of a chicken and put that on the bottom.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
And you've done that?
It is the best way to cook a chicken.
But why?
Because all I don't know, the beer sort of evaporates into the chicken, and I hate the word, but it keeps it moist.
Is that a fact? Is that an actual fact?
Is the beer can full or empty?
Half full.
I'll be trying that with the chicken tonight.
You then put the beer can into the chicken and cook it like that. It looks a bit strange, but it is. It's lovely.
I'm gonna write that down. Is this real? You can now cook your lunch at your desk using only office equipment in Japan.
I'm gonna go real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Not true, but Chef Office Little Yi has shot to fame doing just that. She regularly gets 20 million views on her episodes online. See her channel now for how to cook pancakes on your computer and popcorn in a soft drink can.
Okay, that sounds really cool.
That's right up your street, Chris.
Yeah.
Anto Sharp is with us on Real or No Real. Wait right there, guys. More in a second.
Scott Mills.
Anto Sharp is here for today's Real or No Real. Ready for your next one?
Yeah, let's do it.
At the launch of the new Fast and Furious 8 trailer, Vin Diesel revealed that after changing his surname to Diesel to promote the first movie, he liked it so much that he never changed it back.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Car-related name.
Hidden promotion.
But then if you're going to sell your name out like that, you'd go for a car manufacturer, wouldn't you? Because you get more money. Because Diesel's just Diesel. So what he should be is like Vin Chevrolet.
Vin Porsche.
Do you know what I mean? Vin Porsche.
Vin Toyota.
Vin Ferrari.
Real talk here. If you got paid enough, would you change your last name to the name of a car?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it's better than your normal name.
Okay, come real on. Talk then. How much,
real talk.
How much would you do this for?
It'd have to be a lot. Is it permanent?
Ooh.
It's a permanent change.
Oh, it's like my friend Gary McFly, isn't it? Changed it by Depol. Can I hated his name.
Can I tell an honest story about what me and Scott once got offered in terms of changing our names?
No,
please.
Please don't.
No, do.
We were offered. We were offered the opportunity to potentially, if we could, change our Twitter names for a day to read Scott Gills and Chris Shark. For some,
oh my god!
For a fish, for a, it was either a fish shop or an aquarium.
Yeah.
That was keen on our services.
There was also a train company once that wanted to change my name to Scott Train.
Chris Choo Choo.
By the way, I was totally up for it. Yeah. Scott wasn't keen.
I don't want to be Scott Train.
Should have gone rogue. Should have just done it, man.
They wouldn't. They said they wouldn't just take Chris Sharp.
They wanted the full package.
I needed Scott Gills as well. It's often the way.
I think Vin Diesel could be both wine and cars. He's got a double deal there. Mm. Van. That's French for wine there, guys.
Oh, so you think his real name might have always been Diesel, but actually he's changed his first name in a deal with wine.
Yes, yeah, so he's well, yeah, but it's not specific, is it? But his name is Wine Car.
Pardon?
Oh,
what's his name?
Wine Car.
Sorry, what was that? Say again.
Van Car.
Well, no, Diesel. If we're saying that he's changed his surname to promote cars because of the
film. Yeah, it would be. Be Van Car.
Van Car.
Merlot Ferrari. That's better. That's nice.
That's safer.
Yeah. Is Sharp your real name? Are you in on some deal to promote knives?
Yeah. You can get them at www.kitchen.com.
Okay. Did Vin Diesel reveal that he changed his surname to Diesel to promote the first Fast and Furious movie and has never changed it back? Real or no real?
Well, I reckon he got famous because of the first movie, so I think he would have been willing to do more. So I'm going to go real.
Anto?
I'm actually going to go real as well. He's a smart guy.
That one is no real.
No.
Yeah. Totally made up. Sorry for leading you down that path, guys. He's always been Vin Diesel, but it is a stage name. What do you think his actual name is? Have a guess.
Derek Jones.
Bernard Robbins.
Mm.
Mark Sinclair.
Is it?
What?
Makes you look at him differently, doesn't it?
Nah.
At the end of that round of Real and Over,
It's very low scoring. Anto, you win, though. You got 10 points. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Please, for old time's sake, can we have a quick basket?
Or do you not do it anymore?
I can do whatever you want me to do,
boys. We do a sneaky one?
Yeah.
What about a beer can chicken, then?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. Woo! Nice big bit of beer can chicken. It's going straight in Chris's basket.
I still love
it. I mean, I'm sure you're tired of it, but it never grows old to me.
Not to me. Anto, thank you so much for coming in, and good luck with that.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.